Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize legal strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. And whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, Bill Bernard will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming back for another Bottled Business Sense Show. Bill Bernard at WFB Legal Consulting. And of course, I'm always trying to provide you guys with some you know, tips for your business that'll keep it prosperous and that'll keep it well protected when you are out there in the business world attempting to make money and to make sure that you're not embroiled in litigation at the same time. We want to avoid that at all costs, of course. You can find us, of course, as I've always said, on bottledbusinesssenseshow.com. You can find us at wfblegalconsulting.com in a drop-down box for Bottled Business Sense Show. If you want audio only or want to be able to download the audio to listen to it at your leisure, blogtalkradio.com is where we broadcast, and that can be found by just punching in Bottled Business Sense Show. We also are on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and you just need to punch in Bottled Business Sense Show. We also have a monthly newsletter, which can be found at bottledbusinesssense.com. Just leave out the word show, and you'll find all kinds of exciting articles there about general business, contracts, asset protection, estate planning, and, of course, employment law. Today, we're going to talk very briefly about easy steps to improving health and safety in the workplace. I've had a couple of instances where I've had clients become involved in some situations like this recently, and I thought I'd talk about the Occupational Health and Safety Regulation requirements, or Cal OSHA, you might know them by, that all small businesses have in terms of their obligation to keep a workplace safe for their employees. A health and safety program is a process for managing the prevention of work-related injuries and diseases in the workplace. As a small business owner and employer, you have a responsibility to make sure that your employees work in a place that that ensures their health and, of course, their safety. And the scope of your health and safety program depends on the size of your business, quite naturally, and the hazards that you may have at your particular workplace. So rather than going into a multitude of examples, why don't we talk about some steps that you can take regardless of what your business entails and what hazards are present in your workplace to make sure that, generally speaking, you can implement a safety plan for your employees. Number one, create a plan, okay, to control work hazards. As an employer, you must identify the hazards in your workplace and take steps to eliminate them. So if you have them, you need to eliminate them. Tell your employees what you will do to ensure their safety and what you expect from them. Make sure your employees have access to safety precautions and to something as simple as a first aid kit, for example. But make sure they have access to safety gear if necessary, and make sure they understand what not to do because of the requirements that you have to keep them safe. Inspect your workplace would be number two. Regularly check all equipment and tools to make sure that they are well maintained and safe to use. Check storage areas and review work procedures. Safety work procedures should be reviewed, not just left to sit there. If things change in your business, you need to review them and have a schedule as to how often you're going to review them. The more frequently, the better, I'd say. Give you an example. Are boxes stored and stacked in a safe manner in your business? Are your employees instructed on how to lift heavy things without injuring themselves? Do your employees know where the fire exit is and where they should gather if there is a fire and how to exit the building? Those are all responsibilities you have as an employer. Number three, train your employees. Proper training is very necessary and critical, especially if there is a risk for potential liability associated with a particular job. Provide written instructions and safe procedures so they can check for themselves if they are unsure of a task or have forgotten part of their training. Allow them to have access to not only these written materials, but to your office should they ever have any clarification issues that they need to speak to you about. Here's something very important under number three, and that is supervise your employees to ensure that they are using the training to perform their job properly and safely. By not providing the correct training, you will be liable for any incident that occurs. You need to make sure your supervisors are trained, as if they're more in a position to be on a one-to-one with your employees than you are. So that's very, very critical as well. Don't forget to train your supervisors and make sure they know how to pass on critical safety information to your employees should you not be available. Number four, talk regularly with your employees. Meet regularly with your staff, hold meetings and discuss health and safety issues, encourage them to share their ideas and thoughts on how to improve safety in the workplace. I would have these meetings once a month frequently. This really boosts employee morale. It allows employees to feel involved and more important, and they can express ideas, believe it or not, that you may find very useful. You know the old saying, two heads are better than one. Oftentimes, employees will have very creative ideas that you can incorporate into your business. Number five, investigate any incidents that do occur. Even if an incident does not result in serious injury, conduct an incident investigation to help determine what happened so you can take steps to make sure it won't happen again, number one, but to insulate and ensure that you've got all the information you need should a lawsuit be coming down the line, or should a workers' compensation claim be coming down the line more appropriately in this instance. Because if somebody's injured on the job, you want to be able to make sure you've gotten all the facts right and make sure that you had proper procedures in place if somebody claims that they weren't, for example. Always have a witness present with you when you do these types of accident investigations, especially when you're interviewing the employee, himself or herself. Number six, maintain records. Keep records of all first aid treatment, inspections, incident investigations, and training activities in and of themselves. So when you do a training activity or exercise, when you have a first aid situation that doesn't involve some major accident, when you are training supervisors to train your employees, keep records of when you do all these things so you have a backup, a safety backup, so you'll be able to say, hey, yeah, I not only implemented safety procedures and guidelines, but here's when I implemented them, here's who I trained, and here's how often I trained them. And finally, make safety a key part of your business by not making it an afterthought, okay? It should be as important to the success of your business as customer service, inventory control, financial planning, and the like. A commitment to good health and safety is a way to protect your greatest resources, which are your business. You protect your personal assets by having the business entity, protect your business assets by having the proper safety procedures in place, and make sure you have the right liability insurance on top of that. I hope this has been helpful for you guys. It's simple, basic stuff, but you wouldn't believe how many people actually don't do it. You need to implement it, make it a part of your business, work with your lawyer, make sure you get it done. Remember, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, BottleBusinessSenseShow.com, my website, WFBLegalConsulting.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com is everywhere where Bottle Business Sense Show can be found for all kinds of tips and advice that you might need, generally speaking, to implement for your business to keep it prosperous and to keep it safe. I hope this has been helpful, guys, and we'll see you next time. Have a really prosperous week. Bye-bye.